Islam in daily life.
Prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al-Nabi and presented by Abdul Qadir Hubeis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Islam is staging a comeback as a living force in all spheres of the Muslim world, a great upsurge in the interest in Islamic history, its culture and art is conspicuously evident in the form of events and conferences which are held from time to time. Islamic art exhibition is one such event which clearly indicates the global interest in Islam. Several such exhibitions have been held in recent years, and in addition to non-Muslims, thousands of Muslims have found them a source of knowledge about their past. These exhibitions have also deepened their consciousness about the belief that Islam is a religion which concerns itself with every aspect of man's life and provides guidelines for all occasions, an idea which was somewhat submerged by the alien concepts of religion propagated by the colonial powers in their interest. A month-long internationally recognized exhibition called the Unity of Islamic Art came to an end in the first week of June 1985. The exhibition was held in Riyadh at the Islamic Art Gallery of the King Faisal Center. David Sulzberger of the Ahwan Islamic Art Gallery London said that the show was a resounding success both domestically and internationally. The exhibit contained copies of old Qurans, calligraphy, textiles, jewelry, architectural pieces and metalworks. Sulzberger and his partner Oliver Hawaya scoured the private collections of the world to assemble what Sulzberger called the first and most important exhibit of Islamic art of the year. Many are very important because they are one of a handful examples of the type and are more complete than the examples in institutions. Most are the only ones of their types still in private collections. One large and ornate example is a complete mihrab from a 15th century mosque in Iran. This mosque in Isfahan was demolished in 1930. One such mihrab now adorns the mosque at the King Abdulaziz International Airport in Jeddah. The importance of the show is not just that it's the first of its kind in Saudi Arabia, but the first Islamic exhibition of the year and a major exhibit in its own right. The exhibit was of special significance because it was the inaugural event of the King Faisal Islamic Art Gallery and first of its kind in the kingdom, the birthplace of Islam. The exhibit not only attracted local coverage, but international recognition as well. Dr. Essin Atul, head of the Center for Asian Art in the United States' prestigious Smithsonian Institution, contributed an article to the 208-page full-color catalogue. The London-based International Art Magazine ran a cover story on the exhibit. Art experts were impressed by the kingdom's eagerness to make an important contribution to Islamic art. The exhibition was started after Dr. Zaid Al-Hussein, director of the King Faisal Center for Research and Islamic Studies, invited Sulzberger and Hawaya in 1984 to stage a show in the kingdom. Consequently, the two men tried to assemble artistic pieces that displayed the essential unity of Islamic art. Sulzberger said the unity of Islamic art was chosen as a theme, both because the exhibit was introductory and also because Islamic art tends to have a separateness and a kinship that is unique. He said, Western art is not necessarily Christian. Christian art generally refers to objects of worship, whereas Islamic art reflects Islam's penetration into all areas of life. Thus, even common kitchen implements, such as a copper cooking pot, are decorated with calligraphy containing verses of the Quran. When you see an example of Islamic art, the easy thing is to determine it as Islamic art. The hard thing is to decide which region it came from. Some scholars have used general geometric shapes as a method for differentiating regional Islamic art styles. However, an extremely important piece in exhibit was a round incense banner, which came from an area which was supposed to produce square ones. Islamic art reflects Islam's involvement in every part of daily life. In Islamic art, even mundane items receive artistic and religious treatment. The Islamic touch could be seen in the early vases, which have basic classical Greek shapes, but have also Islamic motifs and decorations. Besides the considerable international recognition, the show's success was that some 25,000 people came to see it. Early in May 1984, an international exhibition of Islamic civilization was organized by the National Museum of Malaysia. The main aim of this exhibition, in the words of its organizers, was to highlight the grandeur and esteem of Islam. Indirectly, this exhibition will make visitors aware that Islam's influence penetrates every aspect of our lives, declared one of the organizers. Datuk Sharum Yub, the Director General of the National Museum, had said that this exhibition will be the biggest ever to be held in the Far East. More than 12 countries from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East will take part in this exhibition. The organizers also sought the cooperation of other world museums, including the British Museum and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, and the Topkapi Palace Museum and the Museum of Turkish and Islamic Art in Istanbul. Among the exhibits were Islamic glass, ceramics, metalwork, and old manuscripts, including parade shields, astrolabes, swords, and inkwells, 16th century Persian mosque tiles, and a 14th century Syrian mosque lamp, all to be shown for the first time in Malaysia. These exhibits are from the Victoria and Albert Museum. The library of the Victoria and Albert Museum had also agreed to lend a number of tools used in book binding and a few examples of beautiful Islamic book bindings. The Wellcome Library of London had agreed to lend 7 of their best manuscripts dealing with medicine, astronomy, and an early Islamic encyclopedia, which contains, among other things, entries on natural history and anatomy. These manuscripts were displayed side by side with Islamic surgical instruments from the collection of the Science Museum. Islamic coins from the various Islamic periods, such as the Umayyad, Abbasid, and the Mughal Empire, from the collection of the British Museum, were also to be displayed to represent Islamic economic activities. These objects, along with others from the collections of various museums in Malaysia, make up the exhibition. This exhibition was a clear indication of Malaysia's seriousness in promoting and propagating Islam.
Islam in daily life.
Prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al-Nabi and presented by Abdul Gader Hubais.